The Purge, Behind a Loyal Mask, by Anthony Reynolds. Narrated by Jonathan Keeble. Violence does in truth recoil upon the violent, and the schemer falls into the pit which he digs for another. Attributed to the pre-unity prophet, Doyal. Prologue. 456008.M31. Perceptron System Ultramar. The legionary writhed on the apothecarian slab. Skinless, raw, and bleeding, he more closely resembled one of the dwellers beyond than anything of human birth. His flesh had run like wax, giving it a wet, glossy, slick appearance. His features had melted and blurred together, making it look as though he wore a grotesque cult mask. His eye sockets were tortured red pits, burned tear trails all that remained of his liquefied eyeballs, and what was left of his mouth opened and closed in agony. Strings of melted flesh linked his lips, or at least where his lips had been. Servo cutters, diamond-tipped drills, and monosaws cut away the smoking sections of his ruined Mark III plate. Each piece fell with a resounding crash, splattering blood and oil across the pristine white floor. The legionary's flesh had fused with his armor, and he thrashed and mewled as it was shorn away, peeled from him like the exoskeleton of a beetle, exposing yet more mutilation beneath. Hot vapors rose from the exposed bloody ruin, stinking of acidic chemical fire and cooked meat. He was not alone. Every slab within the apothecarium was occupied, and scores of legionaries had been dumped wherever space allowed it. The groans and roars of the dying and wounded blended with the background noise of frantic orders, bone saws, life support systems, hypo-injectors and synth skin applicators. Needles, feeder cables and stims were rammed into his veins and spinal column, and a rebreather tube shoved down his throat. He went into convulsions, his blood pressure dropped markedly, and alarms began to whine. With a burst of fevered strength, he tore free of the restraints holding him down. As Medicaid attendants rushed forward, he yanked the rebreather tube from his throat and clutched at the nearest apothecary with a waxen, claw-like hand, pulling him close. The abused muscles of his neck bulged like wet cables as he strained forward. He gargled something indecipherable, splattering blood across the apothecary's faceplate. The attendants struggled to hold him down. Even wounded as he was, they were as children against his augmented strength. His grip was like iron. "Merlin!" he snarled, eyeless sockets boring into the apothecary.
"Do not enter me!"
In answer, Apothecary Erlan pressed his wrist-mounted narthesium to the patient's neck, injecting more doses of powerful narcotics into his bloodstream. The legionary's grip went slack, fingers twitching. Apothecary Erlan stepped back, and the Medicaid attendants finally managed to secure their charge with new restraints. Blood coated his arms and chest. Not all of it was his patient's. His white armor was acid-scarred and malfunctioning, sparks leaping from damaged joints and servos, and he moved with a pronounced limp. He had barely made it off-world himself, and he'd already been aboard his evacuation shuttle when everything had gone wrong.
"Will he live?"
Erlan glanced back to the one who had spoken, the Dark Apostle, Jarulek. He stood with arms crossed over his chest. There were a handful of other officers and legionaries clustered around the slab. All of them bore evidence of battle, and most sported wounds of varying severity.
"I'm surprised he's even alive now,"
Erlan said, making a vain attempt to wipe the blood from his helmet's visor lenses.
"I was surprised that he was alive when he got here."
"But can you save him?"
Erlan looked down at his patient, writhing on the slab before him.
"No,"
he said.
"Then his fate is in the gods' hands," said Jarulek.
Erlan turned back towards the now comatose, twitching mass of chem-melted flesh on the slab before him. It was hard to believe that this was his captain.
Get out,
he said over his shoulder. Let me work. I'll do what I can.